You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Hello, and welcome to a new episode of the Music Interval Theory Podcast. I'm your host, people call me Frank, and today I want to hand over the mic to my friend and co-founder of the Academy, TC. We'll be exploring the unique musical journey of TC and the influences that have shaped him musically. This is surely a very personal subject, so I appreciate all the insights. In case you didn't know, TC is one of the most successful composers for animation and television. He has worked for several decades on all the successful shows like The Gummy Bears, Scooby-Doo, The Batman, DuckTales, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Powerpuff Girls, and many more. So, without any further ado, let's listen to the man himself and what he has to share with us.
I've had a lot of influences in every way. The biggest catalyst was having a lot of work and searching quickly for ways to get sounds I heard. Prokofiev is one of my favorites because he's always been childlike. I like his levity, and he also writes beautiful themes and that sort of stuff. John Williams influenced me to some degree, but I don't think I was really that influenced. Some guys will study and try to write like him, but I never did that. In my busy career, I was more influenced by storytellers. I always liked Robert A. Heinlein and Isaac Asimov. I tried to have a picture in my mind of what I was describing musically. Art and storytelling were big influences. I appreciate composers from different eras, but early on, I was exposed to intervallic thinking. Unlike many guitar players, I didn't spend much time learning tunes. Consequently, I became a composer because I probably wasn't the greatest player in the band. I get influenced musically by composers, artists, and good stories. Science fiction influences me, which is why I write pieces like Planet Nine. Composers are usually isolated, but I like having an expansive picture. I'm influenced by every part of my life. Now, many CITs influence me, which is great. I spent a couple of hours talking to Alexandra Manoukian, who wrote a beautiful arrangement for a song by a female French director. It was a big orchestration, like a Disney song. I was extremely impressed and inspired. It influenced me to study instead of taking time off. I'm still studying and being influenced, and I'm sure John Isley will influence me too. My father was a big influence because I could never do anything well enough for him. He was a nitpicker and a perfectionist. As a kid, he put me on jobs building high-end homes. He had to work hard to get those gigs. He worked with two Swedish carpenters, Laisel and Cecil, who were real craftsmen. They did sequence paneling for big homes. If you messed up one panel, you ruined the room. It took me a long time to appreciate their work. That's part of what I see in you, Frank, like Cecil. These guys could barely speak English, but they made perfect joints. Life influences me. I think of those guys when orchestrating, always finishing the line when the next guy starts. I listen to Mark Berkowitz, who influences me. All of you push me, and I appreciate it. That's where I ended up, writing music and working with young people. We're blessed with influences now. I saw an interview with Lang Lang playing Prokofiev's piano concertos. He was asked how he played it and said, "Very fast." When practicing, he would focus on one tiny thing. That was a big influence for me. I bought a video on how to play Stanley Meyer's piece, Cavatina, from Deer Hunter, broken down into every bar. It reminded me of Lang Lang's video. These are all influences. I never practiced like that, which is why I became a composer. Now I'm influenced by that and am ignoring my age to see what I can accomplish. Well, I hope this gives a better picture of who I am now, and maybe I'm even a tiny influence on somebody else's musical journey.
Well, I want to take this moment and give a big thank you to you for being such a generous person, fun to hang out with, one of the most creative artists I know, and still edgy enough to make me rethink some of my thoughts. I think that's a very healthy influence. And if you, the listener, feel that you would benefit from this healthy influence as well, please visit our Academy's website and consider joining one of the best communities for composers and music creators out there. The link is below in the show notes. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and we'll catch up soon. Bye.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.